a public hearing. It's an uncontested item for Ocean Farms, Inc., Bodega Farms. Again, I would like to request a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there board discussion? Are there staff comments?
Just a Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
There was a line in here that confused me. Is the farm in day-to-day operations? It is not. Okay. That's how I understood it. David? So will it be in operation?
We don't know, but it hasn't been for the last two permit cycles. So the fellow who has this permit maintains the permit, but he has not operated in the last 10 years. So we don't know what his plans are. Our guess would be that likely not.
So the obvious question is, why do we continue moving this forward if we don't know if this permit will be operational?
It's his option to maintain the permit if he chooses.
I see. And will this board or staff be made aware if this individual chooses to re-engage in this business?
We certainly could do that.
I think maybe we should just take it off the uncontested items, open it up, and... Well, let's procedurally, we have a motion. Before we vote on it, we're going to hear from the public. Does anyone want it to be a contested item or a board member? And I think let's do that so that's clear, and then let's open it up for questioning and to the public. So with that, I'll call on staff, and then I'll open it up to the members of the public and further board questions or whatever.
I didn't want to make this a contested item. It was unclear of the process that we were engaged in.
I understand that, but once we start talking about it too much, then sort of the rules are that it is. And
good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board.
And we also have a member of the public indicated interest. So.
I'm Mona Doherty, and I work on your wastewater and stormwater programs. I'll just speak real briefly, and then we can hear from the permittee. They have not been in operation, but I believe that they want to keep the permit for their future plans for operation. So maybe he can give a little more detail on what the future plans are. And I can answer any other questions you may have, but I think it would probably be best to hear from him.
Okay. Any members of the public want to speak on this item? Please come forward and introduce your name and what interests you're representing.
My name is Roy Gordon. I'm with Ocean Farms, Inc., Bodega Farms. Market conditions over the past 5 to 6 years have made it impossible to continue our abalone spawning. Market conditions have changed. We are starting our spawn within the next month, and we'll be operating during this period.
Thank you. Very helpful.
Okay. Before we... close the public hearing. I did want to say I did inquire staff whether we had contacted Fish and Game Commission and Fish and Wildlife. They indicated we had. Our checklist does include ASBS automatically on this. I'm going to recommend we also add in the marine reserves and marine conservation areas to our checklist. And then I did email Secretary Resources, Ocean Affairs, Catherine Coleman, whether they want to have notice because they're really have a pretty expansive marine program just to make sure our checklist is thorough and complete, and I've not heard an answer. So with that, I'll take it back to the board. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other board comment? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, the ayes have it. We're now going on to action items, and this will